Hi friends, welcome to CurseBreak.com. I am Evangelist Fernando Perez, and today I'm praying a deliverance prayer to cast out spirits of infirmity. If you're fighting against this kind of spirits, I want to take this time to pray in agreement with you for your deliverance in Jesus' name. In this prayer, I'm going to be praying against cycles of infirmities. Also, I'm going to be praying against generational curses of infirmity. And also, I'm going to be praying to cast out spirits of infirmity behind sickness and disease. And I'm standing with you in God's Word that is found in the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 11 through 13. The Bible declares, "And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, 'Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.'" Verse 13, "And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God." Also in the book of Matthew chapter 9, verse 32 and 33, the Bible declares, "As they went out, behold, they brought to him a man mute and demon-possessed." Verse 33, "And when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke, and the multitudes marveled, saying, 'It was never seen like this in Israel.'" Amen. So based upon these two words that I just read, I want to stand with you. I believe that there are some cases of illness, sickness, disease, that is an attack of the enemy, that is a spirit of infirmity operating and hindering the person to walk in freedom. So if you are a victim of this type of spirits, I want to pray, asking God to bring deliverance to your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And so would you please join me in prayer right now? All that I ask you, just think about Jesus. Just put your full attention in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's call upon his name. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the mighty name of your son Jesus to pray in agreement with my precious brothers and with my precious sisters. Today, we are praying a deliverance prayer to break and to destroy the cycle of infirmity affecting them. I ask that you release your power, your anointing, to destroy the works of Satan and his demons concerning them. Father God, I'm asking that you give a command to your angels, angels of healing and deliverance, to be released on their behalf to protect them as we're praying. Father, I'm asking you, as I begin to cast out spirits of infirmity, I'm asking you, let your angels put chains of fire on the neck of these demons and drive them to wherever they belong. I ask in your precious name, Father, now I'm praying for my brother and my sister, and I come against the cycle of infirmity that is affecting their lives. Father, I stand as a minister of the gospel called by you to set the captives free, and I command the cycle of infirmity, sickness, disease to be broken from their lives. I command the cycle to be destroyed right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, everything that is causing the cycle of infirmity, everything in their body, whatever it is that their body needs, whatever it is that is broken, whatever it is that is causing this illness, this affliction in their body, I say broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off this cycle. I speak specifically to the cycle of infirmity, whatever it is that is behind this cycle of infirmity, whatever is in their body that they need. If their body is in need of, is lacking something, I ask, Lord, for your healing power to restore their body. And I command this cycle of infirmity to be broken off in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' mighty name. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Cycle of infirmity, I command this thing to come to an end. And I speak healing. I speak speak to every part of their body. I speak to every organ in their body to come in alignment in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, if their body is lacking something, if their body is in need, Lord, of something, I pray, Father, for a creative miracle that you release to their body whatever it is that is lacking off. Lord, I speak healing, wholeness and restoration to their body. In this cycle of infirmity, I prophesy, I declare this thing coming to ashes, this thing destroyed in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you, let your kingdom come, let your will be done here on earth as it's in heaven. Father, I ask you for your kingdom to come upon them right now in this cycle of infirmity to be totally uprooted from their lives in your precious name. Father, also I'm asking you, Lord, for generational curses of infirmity to be broken from my brother and my sister. Father, I'm praying specifically for the curse of infirmity related to generational curses. Father, everything that came to them in the womb, everything that came, Lord, through the bloodline, through the umbilical cord, through the DNA, everything that came, Father, from the father's side, the family, from the first, the second, the third, the fourth, or as far as it goes, I say broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' name. I commend the generational curse that came to my brother, my sister, through the father's side of the family. If there's any history of premature death, any history of illness, sickness, disease, premature death from the father's side of family, I say broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Come out of them. Loose your hold. Loose your power in the name of Jesus. Loose in the name of Jesus. Out of them in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I'm praying also for every generational curse of infirmity, Lord, that is affecting my brother, my sister that came from the mother's side of the family, from the first, the second, the third, the fourth generation, or as far as it goes. Every generational curse, every illness, every spirit, familiar spirits, ancestral spirits, every spirit that caused infirmity, sickness, death, illness, out of them. Loose your hold. Loose your power in the name of Jesus. Loose your power in the name of Jesus. Come out of them. Every area in their body, Father, everything in their lives that is affected by a generational curse of illness, disease, sickness, I say broken off in Jesus' name. I speak healing. I speak deliverance in your precious mighty name. Father, give order to your angel to put a chain of fire on the neck of every spirit, every demon, every network of demons operating against my brother and my sister. I say loose them in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you, let your angel put a chain of fire on the neck of the strong man, the spirit of infirmity, and every cycle of infirmity. Lord, every snare of the devil, every assignment of premature death, I say, come out of them in Jesus' name. Be broken in Jesus' name. Loose your hold. Loose your power in the name of Jesus. Loose your power in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you also, Lord, for the spirit of infirmity. Lord, I ask you that all the infirmity, Lord, that is caused by demons, all the sickness, illness, disease that is caused by the spirit of infirmity, I say, spirit of infirmity, I speak to you in the name of Jesus, and I commend your power, I commend your assignment to be destroyed today. As a minister of the gospel, I bind your power according to Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 and 19. I bind your power and I say, loose your hold. Loose your power in the name of Jesus. I commend the spirit of infirmity, sickness, and disease to be cast out from their body in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I commend this spirit to be bound with chains of fire. I commend the grip of Satan and his demons to be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, I'm asking you not only for the demon to be cast out, but I ask you, Lord, for all the infirmity, all the illness, the disease that this demon have brought into my brother, my sister, all the sickness, the viruses, the every illness that is caused by this demon, I say, come out of their body in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. Out of them in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I'm asking for complete healing. For complete healing from the top of their head to the very bottom of their feet. I speak to their body. Healing, wholeness, restoration, deliverance, revival in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, everything that is dying in their body, everything that is not functioning 100% the way that was created by you to function, I say be healed, be restored, every organ, every part of their body, every cell in their body, come into a place of healing and wholeness in Jesus' name. Father, I speak, I release a word of healing, I release a word of deliverance, I release revival, restoring and bringing life back into my brother, my sister, in your precious mighty name. Father, I declare and I decree wholeness from this day on, in your precious mighty name, in your precious mighty name. My brother and my sister, take a deep breath and say, I receive in Jesus' name. Repeat this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I renounce and I repent of all my sins. Lord Jesus, if I have opened any door in my past, in my present, to the spirit of infirmity, sickness and disease, Lord Jesus, I renounce, I let it go. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive my miracle. I receive my deliverance. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for touching my life today. I receive by faith my miracle. Lord Jesus, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Fill me up. Fill me with your power. Raise me up to be a testimony in your hand. I receive my miracle in your precious mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, my brother, my sister. It's been such a great blessing to be able to pray with you today again. I would encourage you to stay strong in God's word, meditating God's word, speak God's word, live by God's word, declare the promise of God into your life. Amen. And also, I would encourage you to visit my website, cursebreak.com, for more videos of healing and deliverance. Amen. Stay strong in God's word. And don't forget that the best days of your life is still ahead of you, as you continue to surrender your life to the will of God. Love you, God bless you, and bye for now.